This is URN.
Welcome back to The Pulse. So we were just discussing Nottinghamshire's police apology about victim blaming, and now we are going to be going on to my story, which is about why Bags for Life may not be as environmentally friendly as you think. So research carried out by Greenpeace has found that the sale of Bags for Life has risen to 1.5 billion last year, and the amount of plastic used by supermarkets increased to 900,000 tonnes, up from 886,000 tonnes. Campaigners are now calling for higher charges for the Bags for Life or a complete ban, as research showed households bought an average of 54 a year. Over the past year, many supermarkets have stopped selling the 5p single-use bags altogether in favour of stronger 10p bags. The report did find that supermarkets had slightly reduced plastic from their own brand goods, but the packaging from branded goods increased. So the report ranked supermarkets by their progress on reducing plastic and their future plans, and Waitrose came out on top for cutting its packaging and trying out refill stations for products such as coffee, rice and wine. So the main question I wanted to ask the panel was, do we think that supermarkets are doing enough to reduce plastic waste?
No. I think there's just so much packaging that just doesn't need to be there. Like, for example, bananas. You have bananas that don't have plastic and some that do. Why do some need it and some don't? That just seems stupid. In terms of the carrier bags, surely overall the number of plastic bags being used has reduced. So I think we're going in the right direction. And I bet most of those bags are bought when, you know, you do a quick shop that you didn't know you were going to go and do, and so you don't have a reusable bag with you. And sometimes that does happen, but maybe they can change to paper bags or something.
I don't think increasing the price of the sort of the thicker plastic bags will probably do much, because most people, or a lot of people, will, you know, pay anything if they really need a bag, you know, whether it's 10p or 70p. To a lot of people that might not make it much difference at all. So I think we may, you know, maybe the best possible idea is just almost completely getting rid of the plastic bags and almost forcing people to remember to take a bag, or the only bags that they sell are, like, you know, the more, you know, the expensive, thicker ones that you are going to use again, most likely.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think that 10p is enough for the bags? Because I know personally, if I've forgotten a bag, I'll just go, oh, well, it's only 10p.
Like, a lot of places it's only 5p as well, isn't it?
Well, I think that's what they found, is that the 5p are kind of the still single-use ones, and so a lot of phasing out the 5p in place of the 10p ones. I think, technically, if the 10p ones, like, rip or get damaged, you are allowed to take them in and get them replaced for free. I think look at the bottom of the bags, it does say, like, if you take me back to store. Which I don't think is made clear enough. And so I think maybe... Actually, no, because then people aren't paying for it, so maybe that's not a good idea.
I've definitely become more aware of how much plastic waste you have at the end of, like, a couple of weeks, now that I know most places in England now have a separate recycling bin, which is for plastic and tin as well. And I was quite shocked, and I agree with Lucy, I don't understand why people focus so much on the plastic bags that people put their shopping in, when actually the packaging you see on the shelves should be looked at as well. That a lot of that is very unnecessary.
I also think a good idea would be, is this something that supermarkets used to do, where they'd have old boxes that they had food in and they'd put them out on the side for you to carry things back to your car? And they seem to have stopped doing that, and I don't know why, because I'm sure they still have them. They just have more waste for themselves then. So I think that's something that could be addressed as well.
I think people do forget, but, like, there's certain things that people can do to try and not forget. So, for example, I always keep, when I'm at home, I always keep a Bag for Life in the boot of my car in case I do happen to just nip to the shop on the way back from wherever I've been. But also, for example, we could start carrying, like, plastic bags. They fold up to nearly nothing. A lot of people also have those, like, carrier bags, which you can even, like, they, like,
they almost fold into, like, their own bag,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they fold into their own bag, and you can connect them to your keys, to things like that. Maybe people should have more things like that, so that they don't ever really get into a situation where they've not got a plastic bag or a reusable bag when they go to the supermarket, because it means that they won't have to buy one.
Another thing about the packaging that supermarkets use, not only is it just a waste of plastic, a lot of it isn't recyclable. So some of it is, I think, like, the clear plastic is, but like black plastic isn't. Well, why can't you change that? I don't really see what the benefit black plastic has.
Also, a lot of people tend to use, or we did in my house anyway, shopping bags as kind of bin bags. So we'd always reuse our bags in that way. Yeah. Whereas the amount of plastic that people must use when they're like lining their bins with the black bin bags, especially because black plastic can't be recycled. I think that's something people should be looking at. Like, how can we limit, reduce the amount of plastic we're using at home as well as like what we're buying in the shops?
I think as well, things like when you're buying loose produce, when I see people kind of pick up, I don't know, loose carrots, but then proceed to put them in a plastic bag, yeah, kind of defeats the object completely, because just buy the bag in the plastic bag if you wanted that, but obviously don't, because that's not a good idea. But it just seems really pointless.
I've once been in a situation though where I've not done that. I've just put my loose product like straight into my basket, got to the till, and yes, they wouldn't put it through the till, because apparently I had to weigh it and put a sticker on it, and it had to be in a plastic bag. Or before, I've had it where I might have used one plastic bag, but for all of my like free produce that's not in plastic, and they then take it all out and then do it all individually, and they just get really annoyed at me when I'm just trying to be.
Another thing they introduced when they introduced the 5p charge was when you bought raw meat that was already packaged, they put it into plastic bags for you. Like, to be honest, I think it's unlikely that meat is going to leak onto anything else when it's already packaged. I think that's just a weird thing, and I have noticed that now they tend to ask if you want it, but who's saying yes to that?
I mean, like, it's hard enough to open those meat packets, so like, what, you know, they're not going to leak anywhere. But I think also another thing that we don't talk about as much is the amount of food waste that like supermarkets produce, because it's a lot. And especially, I know that like some supermarkets do like wobbly vegetables now, the ones that don't look as nice, but they still throw away a lot of produce that doesn't look as nice. And I know that I've worked in Waitrose, and I know that a lot of their food waste they actually like give to farms, or that some of it's like donated if it's nice, or they put, like, if it's a nice cake, they put it in the staff room. But I don't think a lot of supermarkets actually doing anything with their food waste. I think it's just going in the bin.
I think what Waitrose have started doing with the, where you take your own kind of container and things like that, that's a really good idea.
That's really good.
Although then where you have the problem of people forgetting to take their containers or not having enough, and then they're having to buy more. So I think it presents its own problems.
Do we think the supermarkets should start having kind of sections where you take your own containers to get certain food? So there's like completely package-free shops that are starting to open up in certain areas. I know there's a few that have opened up in Sheffield, and they sell containers, but also you're more than welcome to take your own containers. And then you literally, things like flour, sugar, basically anything, things that you think would really need to be in a package. So not things like bananas, which can be sold without any plastic packaging, but the things which do. Do you think supermarkets should be opening sections of their stores that are like that?
I think I'd quite like that. As a student, buying, like, you know, things en masse can be good because it's cheaper, but then a lot of the time, like, you buy a lot and it just goes off if you're just cooking for one person. So personally, I'd quite like that, and I think it would work well in supermarkets. Like, you know, it's worked for encouraging people to buy, you know, reusable and durable bags. So if they, you know, in order to get flour, you have to bring your container, so people will remember it. They'll, you know, that you can stick it in with your bags or something like that.
I was going to say, I think that solves two problems, because not only are you reducing the packaging, but you're also reducing the food waste at the same time, because you can get what you want, can't you?
I guess the issue with it is though that initially it would be very expensive for a lot of people. A lot of students might not be able to afford to buy all the containers right off the bat that they would need to go to those kind of shops. Also, those shops do tend to be more expensive anyway, because they're a little bit of a niche thing at the moment. Not everyone is going there, and they do tend to have higher prices. So while I think it is a really good idea, I do think it's not always affordable for everyone, which I think is a shame.
I guess it needs to be about encouraging the more budget supermarkets and the kind of bigger, you know, your Tesco's and Sainsbury's and Asda's, to just start introducing maybe a few, as you said, maybe just one section, one kind of row at the supermarket for it, and then it's still a choice, but it's just slowly introducing that idea to people, and it's just making people aware that it's an option. Because I think then if people see it, they'll think, oh yeah, maybe I don't need to put that in a bag, or, you know.
This is URN.